Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the One Lump or Two podcast. I am your host, Mr. Lumpy, and I am joined by the self-acclaimed Mr. Titty Dick. Mr. Titty Dick, how are you?
Am I Mr. Titty Dick?
Fuck it up.
I want... Okay.
Would you prefer another nickname?
Well, one that applies, maybe. What does Mr. Titty Dick even mean?
I don't know. That was what you said, so I thought you have some... Perhaps, AJ, instead of breasts leading to a nipple, you have a dick in its place.
A dick in the place of where a nipple should be?
Mm. See, the little weird mouth thing where the ejaculate comes off.
Right there. That's why I don't want that name, because people are going to be thinking crazy shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
How about Mr. Handsome? It's ironic.
He's not here. He's not here.
No, it'll be ironic.
Like calling somebody tall Mr. Shorty.
Yeah, or like you, Mr. Thin.
Yeah.
Like you're just...
Fine. For this episode, I'll be Mr. Anorexic. And you'll be Mr. Incredibly Brad Pitt. How about that?
No.
Or Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio, for you.
Mr. Beautiful Face.
Okay. Are you a kindergarten? Is what this like when somebody comes up with their floor? Oh, you're Mr. Beautiful Face.
Call me that, please.
Okay, fine. So Mr. Beautiful Face.
Yes.
How have you been? What's new?
You're Mr. Thin or Mr. Anorexic?
I'm going to be Mr. Has a gastroenteritis.
That's a lot, sir.
Okay. How about has a hormone imbalance?
Simplify.
Okay.
Mr. I can see your ribs. Mr. Thin. Mr. Ooh, bulimia.
I had a big joke there, but you knew where I was going, right?
Sure.
Yeah, let's save that for when we become popular. And we can afford to lose listeners.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Tadek, you're Mr. No, wait, I'm confused.
No, you're Mr. Handsome.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Beautiful Face.
Whatever.
And I am Mr. Please Have Some Butter.
We're sticking to that.
We're sticking with that.
Done. So, Mr. Please...
Have Some Butter.
Mr. Please Have Some Butter.
Mm.
How are you? What's new with you? What's exciting?
What's new? I recently have tried a new type of balsamic vinegar.
Okay. That's...
Not nice. A fan.
No?
Mm.
Where are you putting this? Because I know you don't eat salads. Where is that vinegar going?
I generally drizzle it over the family dog.
And do what with it?
He doesn't like it, but it's incredibly amusing.
And do you taste it once it's
no,
on the dog?
No. We let the cat do that.
Okay. Wow, that's some insight into your family.
Yeah. We're weird. They love it.
Who? The dog and the cat?
Yeah. So it's not animal cruelty. I mean, really it is, but they love it. They love it.
I think you're going to get arrested once this...
Yeah. Even though I don't have a dog, but yeah.
Okay, so that's what's new with you.
Yep.
Balsamic vinegar, not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything less interesting than that?
Ooh, than that?
Yeah.
You know, full of interesting things.
Mr.
Beautiful Face.
Yes.
I recently have decided...
Yes.
...that I prefer a higher blend of cotton in my socks.
Okay.
Even though, AJ, the socks wear out faster...
Mr.
Beautiful Face, rather, sorry. When they're cotton, I just prefer the feel.
Okay.
Mm.
And how did you discover this? Were you shopping for socks?
One time, I just put on a pair of cotton socks.
And you said...
See, isn't that weird that socks are the only things you can't try on before you buy?
And underwear.
Yeah, but really, your pants touch way more skin than the socks do.
But society considers that clean skin. Once you're in this... genital area.
Yeah, but are you telling me that... See, in all honesty, when you go to a restaurant, which we've done on many occasions, even though I'm incredibly thin, we go to a restaurant on many occasions.
Yes.
When you go to the bathroom, even if it's a really... Like, we go to some nice... Like, you know, not really expensive, but we go to some nice places where the bathrooms are, you know, very clean.
Right.
Even after I touch my own penis,
mm-hmm.
part of me still believes that my dick is cleaner than what's around me. So why would I touch anything else?
Interesting. So you're saying you have a clean dick. Can we verify that? I'll tell you how clean it is.
Well, let me tell you. How green is yours?
How clean?
No, how green is yours?
slightly green.
Yeah.
But that's because I have an infection
yeah.
I'm dealing with.
Okay, well, mine's incredibly St. Patrick's green.
Really?
So that should tell you how clean it is. It's fucking lucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but interesting point though, because when you
no,
think
but really,
about it,
but like I'm being
no,
I'm being genuine.
I will say how like your dick doesn't go around touching all these things. It's securely in your underwear.
Not mine. It's too small for that. I tie it with a little bit of fisherman's twine.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It's my own little bob for apples.
Okay. Well, it's like self-contained. It's not, you know what I mean?
But this is what I mean. Like,
if anything, it's the cleanest part of your body.
Personally.
And for me personally, it's the most moisturized. So.
Is it?
Yeah. Because
I don't think I moisturize enough.
The implication there is that I masturbate with lotion.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
Don't you find it too slippery? Don't you find that, you know, like this is the thing with lube. Is that lube has stages. Mm-hmm. So like you either have too dry that you like chafe yourself or chafe others.
Yeah. Okay. We're learning
You don't have enough easy passage.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the extreme of lube where now it's just too slippery. Like there's no control.
Right. Are you a,
so you have to find a happy medium. You have to have a, cause let's face it. How sex works really is friction.
I wouldn't know. Tell me.
I mean, even when you're, pleasuring your zucchini.
Yes.
That's how it works. If there was no friction, you would just be, there would be no movement.
Right.
There would be no.
Are you a lube man? Do you partake in that? Or do you just, what do? You just slap your dick? I've heard of that.
Do you just what?
You just slap it around to the point of climax, no? I heard that's a thing.
Oh, that's actually how horses masturbate.
So a guy slaps your cock around?
Yeah, a midget.
Are they hiring for that job?
He goes there like, and he uses like a punching bag and he just...
A boxer that can't afford a punching bag just goes there.
No, that's actually how horses masturbate apparently. It's that they smack the dick against their stomach.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I have enough length to smack it against my legs.
Well, no, but you could just tap it with your fingers.
So then what's the point?
No, it's just changing things up.
Really?
Yeah, like this gets boring after a while, just the...
What gets boring?
The stroking, the next, the...
You use your hands.
What do you use?
This crease in between my elbow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That actually seems appealing.
I actually don't have that much flexibility.
No?
No.
And your dick's not that long.
You know when you realize you don't have flexibility? Is when you cross your legs sitting down for the first time in a long time and you're like, fuck, I can't do this anymore.
I think that's a symptom of a lot of problems.
Is it?
Yeah. You're not... You're not in shape. That's what it is.
You know what, Itchy? People have been saying that to me my whole life, so I don't really know what in shape looks like.
Well, technically you are a shape. So, I mean, right there...
I would best describe myself as an awkwardly grown pumpkin. Like, it's not... Mm. It's not. You know what I mean?
I totally, I see that.
Mostly because I'm orange.
You're orange, yeah.
Mm. And I have weird ridges.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I get that. An awkwardly grown pumpkin, sure. That's been dropped a few times.
Kicked
and kicked, both.
Yeah, drop kicked.
So you don't use lube or you do use lube? Okay, we're not going...
Yeah, I prefer a high quality olive oil.
Really? Just because what, the smell gets you going?
Yep. Anything that reminds you of the farm.
And you're usually in the kitchen when you're masturbating, so it's just, it's, huh?
No? Hey, I live in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To say I'm usually in the kitchen, I mean, I'm always in the kitchen. I am the kitchen.
You, sure.
Yeah. I sleep on the stove, keeps me warm.
Do you? Wow, we're learning stuff here. This is the point where you asked me, do I use lube?
We do. Mr. Beautiful Face, what'd you have for lunch?
olive oil.
Really? What'd you use olive oil for? Do you have a dog as well?
No, I made myself briskets.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, believe it or not. You know what a brisket is?
You mean the piece of meat from a cow?
Sure.
But what do you mean briskets?
I just said the first word that came into my head. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Did you mean to say biscuits?
No.
You just threw an R right there?
I meant to say biscuits and then I had a stroke mid.
Do you know, I love me a good biscuit.
Do you love
a good cheddar cheese biscuit? Oof.
Who? Here.
Oof.
This will determine how good, how close we are as friends.
Go.
Who has the best biscuits in the world?
Franchise?
Just...
Popeyes.
Ah, fuck off. Red Lobster.
Oh, but those... Ooh.
Am I wrong?
Ooh, I forgot. You know that we can... Oh, fuck, you want to go there? Apparently you can buy just the biscuits for 35 cents a piece.
Fuck the podcast, let's go get biscuits.
No kidding.
All right, let's go.
A petite Asian woman once told me this.
Told you what exactly?
That we can go buy biscuits there.
Was she hitting on you? Or did she work
honest, her? To be honest, I think she was trying to get my attention.
And she saw you and she's like, how do I get this guy's
like,
attention?
Fuck.
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
He looks like a biscuits man. And she got your attention, did she not?
Yeah. And then 10 seconds later, I left. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't stay around.
They have good biscuits every Lobster.
We have not been in a long time.
Well, I was just going to ask you, when was the last time? Do you recall the last time?
The last time you and I went, that was the last time I was there.
When was this? Years?
5 years ago.
Really? Isn't that strange? I used to go all the time as a kid.
But what did you used to get? As a family, we never went.
No?
No.
Why not? Your family didn't like Red Lobster.
I don't know why.
They were afraid you were gonna.
I do remember the occasional Swiss Chalet.
Yeah, see, I hit them all when I was young. My parents apparently didn't like cooking. We hit the Red Lobsters, the Swiss Chalet. Mandarin was huge for us.
Unfortunately, last time you and I went
to Mandarin, it was not a pleasant experience.
We had a great time. can't say anything bad. Fuck, see, now I'm thinking about those biscuits. You know, they sell the batter at all good retailers.
They sell the batter for those biscuits at Red Lobster?
You can make them at home.
Really? Wow. Can we do that next
time? I resisted buying them and the attempt of getting too fat.
Fuck that. Next time they go on sale. Make them and you can sell them. People love that shit.
Oh, fuck. They are good, actually. Fuck. You know what? We should order, like, if we ordered 100 at 35 cents a piece.
Yeah.
It's only $35.
No. It's $3.50, isn't it? Wait, 100?
No. Yeah.
I'm shit at math. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's 35. That's fucking... Oh, man.
Okay, you see, I promised myself I wouldn't mention food. Now you're thinking of other things. You got a boner. It's not pleasant.
See, usually we don't record this late. Usually I'm full by this point.
With food?
Mm.
Or with other things?
With everything.
We're just full.
You know, for me, the term spit rolls has several meanings.
Mm. Ah, sure. Okay, well, now I feel bad that I brought it up.
Thank you.
I'll take your mind off something else.
Yeah, fire. I'm just going to have a sip of my Jesus juice.
Four stick. where were we before? Lube. Oh, you know what? Let's just... A clean slate. Let's start with something new.
Go.
What did you think of the Oscars a couple weeks ago? Fuck. You knew I was going to get there.
I actually did not watch most of it.
Did you see the end? Did you catch the end?
No.
You didn't?
I heard about it the next day and then I watched it.
Why didn't you watch it?
Because I had to do some reading for something and I had no time.
It was a good show.
I heard. But you didn't watch it either.
Yeah, I cut work to watch it.
You fucking bastard.
Of course, how could I miss it?
But you see, I don't... what's his name now?
Jimmy Kimmel.
No.
The host.
Not the host.
Warren Beatty.
I don't blame Warren Beatty. Because who was the female with him? I forget.
Faye Dunaway.
Now, Faye Dunaway...
Dunaway,
was thinking that he was pausing because that's his natural cadence.
That's what everybody thought.
Right? But in reality... Somebody had given him the wrong card.
Exactly.
But then like, for example, if I was... You're presenting Best Film.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest award of the night. Or one of the big three. Big four.
It's the last. It's the
biggest. Yeah, it's the biggest, right? So she's also nervous, right? And she's like, I'm with this guy. He's always a little bit quirky.
Yeah.
Which is what people like about him. It's Warren Beatty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's also nervous. So she just looks over and sees La La Land.
Right.
Without seeing the other name.
Right.
So there's gonna be like a billion people watching worldwide.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on television because there's a million different forms people watch stuff now.
Right.
So there's a lot of people watching. Now what do you do? Like do you, for example, let's just play it correctly.
Yeah.
Like, let's just pretend everything went exactly, let's use that term.
As planned.
Warren Beatty opens it.
Yes.
He reads that there's it's incorrect. It says, what's her name?
Emma Stone La La
Land. Emma Stone La La Land. Now, Dunaway also sees it's Emma Stone La La Land now. Now, what do you do? Let's just play it correctly. Like, let's pretend.
Okay.
What is the ideal way?
I'm intrigued.
That could have ended.
Warren Beatty opens it. And
but hang on. If it was the last award of the night.
Yeah.
Who won Best Actress?
She did. That was the envelope.
So they just reused the envelope.
Apparently there's two envelopes for every category. I don't know why, but that's what I heard. And Emma Stone, after winning Best Actress, received her envelope, and then this was the second version of that.
So somebody made the mistake.
Yeah, of course, behind the scenes.
Okay, so now I know why the envelope was reused. That was a quirk.
This was the second.
Yeah. I think they have two, maybe as an insurance purpose. So like people say...
Perhaps.
Maybe, anyway.
No, sorry. So one opens one on stage, and then one guy opens it backstage to confirm it, maybe? Could it be that?
I don't know. But anyway, sorry, you were saying...
Warren Beatty. I'm Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
I'm beautiful.
Beautiful face.
And I fucked with...
He was.
I fucked 13,000 women. Which is the number that,
is that
emerged.
It?
Isn't that insane?
What do you mean number that emerged? It's like they always say that. Gene Simmons. 100,000. They just fucking say a number.
Statisticians got together. They figured it out.
They all fucked him.
Warren Beatty couldn't go to sleep unless he fucked two women, apparently. There was like a phase of his life when that was true. Yes. Yeah, I know. I've done extensive reading.
Like what a lucky thing to be able to say. I can't.
Doctor, I can't sleep.
Sorry, can you prescribe me 2 fresh women every day?
And he's the star. They say, go fuck our star. He needs to be up there. Anyway, really.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, that topic got me excited.
Yeah.
I'm Warren Beatty. I open the envelope and I see Emma Stone, La La Land. Mm-hmm. I say, oh, this is not correct. Let me go.
But find you see, the correct you have. But the thing is, either way, you have to explain it to somebody.
So he looks up at the camera and says, "I've received the wrong envelope." He turns it and he shows it. Says Emma Stone. Why is Emma Stone's name
here? Yeah.
But I guess you can.
But it's like there's no. The thing is, as you know from the vague creativity things we've done, mm-hmm. when it's anything on stage, and you're alone on stage, so yes. there's just 2 or fewer people, let's say.
Yes.
And there's nothing else going on in the background. Like there's nothing to say.
Yes. Yes.
All eyes are on you.
Uh huh. Keep going. Keep going.
So you can't. You can't distract. Like, there's no distraction, right? Like, you know when you're doing a big play, for example, mm-hmm. and there's 20 people on stage, or 15, whatever.
That's a big fucking play.
No, but... anyway. you know, there's 10. Something's going on one side of the stage, and something wrong goes on somewhere else. Not everybody sees what's going wrong, you know what I mean? Like, you can mitigate, you can kind of hide it.
Mitigate, great word.
But when there's only 2 people on stage,
right.
and everybody knows exactly what you're going to do,
yeah.
There's no, in that situation, there's no avoiding the car crash.
Okay. Here's my question to you, Mr. Butterlump, whatever. if they said,
Butterbump.
Okay, who's to blame? If you had a gun and you had to shoot Warren Beatty or Faye Dunaway in the face.
Why would I shoot anybody? It's not a criminal offense.
Somebody has to pay for this.
There are people dying in the road and people were talking about this for a fucking week.
Alright, let's just get this answer and then we'll move on.
Okay, go.
Who do you shoot in the face for doing that?
Unfortunately, whoever gave the card to that guy. Whoever gave the card to the guy who gave it to Warren Beatty, that's the person who's gonna get fucked.
I think he got fired actually, one of those guys.
Poor guy.
Well.
Like, can you imagine, like, the high ten. The card doesn't say what it's for.
It does though. I believe it does. Ooh. Yeah. Exactly. That's what's fucked up. How do you miss that?
But then I wonder, this is what else I was thinking.
Yeah.
The guy who gave the card to Warren Beatty, he's on the side of the stage. He knows he gave him the wrong card.
What do you do?
You can't contact the people faster. This is the thing. The Academy Awards are so tightly
structured,
right? That guy, even by the time he told somebody, right. it was too late. There's not like enough, you know what I mean?
Well, you could have done something. Could have sent Jimmy Kimmel up there.
Yeah, but by the time, the guy who gave the card to Warren Beatty has to tell his superior.
Yeah.
Then his superior has to tell somebody who's allowed to talk to Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
And explain the whole situation. By the time that chain of command gets to Jimmy Kimmel, it's too late.
Or the guy could have just ran on stage and started screaming. And
it's too late.
You could have done
that. But in this day and age, ever since Kim Kardashian's sex tape, this is a weird connection. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if this was done on purpose.
But for what reason, though?
For publicity. Because who remembers the Oscars? Besides people like you, who are fanatics.
Who are sad.
The average person cannot remember who won 2 years ago.
Right. And now people are...
But now, for this Academy Awards, everybody will fucking remember.
Yeah. Okay.
La La Land is 10 times bigger, will be 10 times bigger. Moonlight will be 10 times bigger. Warren Beatty will be 10 times... You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, I guess so. But then it also does harm, though, for the Oscars and stuff. Like, that's...
I don't think the Oscars...
No, they pride themselves on being very formal and...
So, but one mistake in fucking 80 years.
Yeah, 90 years.
Right? So, it's not...
Perhaps it was done on purpose. If so, good for...
Speaking of...
Good for them.
Meryl Streep is a phenomenon.
We know this already.
Like, it is... It's not... Do you know how in any specific field... Let's take soccer, for example, a field I know something about, right? Yes. There are, in the world, let's say, 10,000 elite players that play in the top... Maybe even less than that. Let's put 5,000. Yeah, maybe 5-ish. That play in the big 5-6 leagues in Europe. Like the best. It's kind of like everybody who's best in the world, they go one of those 5 leagues.
Okay.
And like even somebody who plays for a team in 15th place is like miles ahead of the average person, like we're talking. But then you have Messi and Ronaldo who are leagues ahead of the best people in the world. And this is kind of where Meryl Streep is. you almost forget how good she is because the numbers don't make sense.
She's the Messi of film acting.
It is, like, really?
She's the Mozart of film acting.
Fuck Mozart. He never won anything. But look.
She's the Muhammad Ali of film acting. I'm just going to do the rest of the podcast. Yeah, you keep
going. She's the Tutankhamun of fucking acting.
She's the Mr. Lumpy of Eating at
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't know what that means.
That's a big fucking thing to say there.
That's just silliness.
No, but you know what I mean? Like not like, it's not like somebody's close. Like, it's like two nominations away, three nominations away.
Right.
It's, you have to say in fractions.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, the close person has 1/6 of the closest nominations.
Well,
it's... Has not, 1/4 of the closest nominations.
It's not quite that.
Who's the closest woman to her?
I should know. It's maybe Betty Davis or Katharine
Hepburn. Okay, and how many does Betty Davis or Katharine Hepburn have?
I think they're around 10, 11.
Okay, and where is she? 20. She's 29. So that's 20, what I mean.
20.
Oh, 20, sorry, 20. I thought it was like 27 I heard, but maybe I'm wrong. 20. It's 20, so that's double. That's not close. That's double. And this is not somebody who's dead. These are not three dead people we're talking close. Or three people who are alive and close. This is one person who's probably got another 10, 15 years. And maybe another 5 nominations. And she's definitely going to get another one just for contribution to filming. That's always one they give.
But do you think it's stupid at all? Like, shouldn't they say this woman, even if her acting's amazing, she's had 20 nominations.
We've had this discussion before.
Let's give it to people that need the nomination.
No.
You think the best should just get it?
Because if you're going to, this is the thing, if you're going to pride yourself on being awards, where you reward the best.
Yeah.
This is what you do. That's who gets rewarded.
My argument to that would be awards for movies are just stupid.
Well, here, I agree with you, but here's the thing. If you give awards to people who deserve them.
Yeah.
You know how they always do an awards for the week before? They're Oscars, but for the lesser known people. Jackie Chan was giving an Oscar at that one.
Yes.
Jackie fucking Chan. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find 4 minutes for Jackie Chan at the main Academy Awards to give the guy an for contribution to film.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. See, but this is what I mean. This was, according to you, and I agree for Jackie Chan,
mm-hmm.
what that guy's in his genre did is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what he continues to do in that genre is unbelievable.
Agreed.
But yet, he gets given an Academy Award with some 95-year-old who fucking was editor on some movie from 1955.
right?
And this is the guy.
Yeah.
You can't find 4 minutes.
But see, if you give Jackie 4 minutes, you gotta give this 95-year-old fuck four minutes.
No, but the thing is, the 95-year-old fuck is not the same thing.
It is.
One is Jackie Chan, and the other is some 95-year-old guy who had a hand in a few movies. It's not the same.
But it is, though. You can't discriminate, oh, this guy was in front of the camera.
Anyway, but that's the thing. I'm just saying. Because that was the part I caught at the Oscars, and I was laughing. Was where they applaud the people who won the week before.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I'm not discrediting. I'm just saying, old person, you're like, fucking Jackie Chan. It's Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
They couldn't find 5 minutes, even 2 minutes. Just give the guy a fucking reel for 2 minutes.
See, as much as I enjoy the Oscars, and I love them.
There is a fortunate,
No, but... I'm also very critical of them. It's kind of warped the way they do things. Like, for example, I was watching it with my sister, and there was this guy who won the Oscar, weird looking dude, won it for technical achievement, whatever, right? And he's up there on stage and he's got 30 seconds to say thank you, and he's like, I also want to thank my dying wife, and the music plays and they get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And then then Emma Stone wins, or somebody big wins, and they get 4 minutes to say whatever the fuck they want. Yeah. How unfair
is
that?
But it's... Okay, in response to that, if I want to be really cynical,
go ahead. Yeah,
which I'm not discrediting this guy. I'm just, if I want to be 100% cynical, is that the right time to mention that?
Okay,
the UFO is dying. I don't know. If I want to be, that's me being really douchey cynical. I'm just saying. Like, here's the thing, though. The guy who presses the music to start the guy who presses the button to start the music, he can't go back. That's the thing. Once it started, just because he hears my dying wife.
Yeah.
Now it's because now, once you do it once, once you set the precedent, then whoever comes up and says something unfortunately tragic,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Okay, here. That maybe that was an extreme example, but even take that out of the equation. Just the fact that these technical losers, let's say...
Who make the movie happen.
Who really deserve a lot more credit than
that,
they get.
That, unfortunately, is the downside of fame.
If
you're the small guy. No, look. This is why, you know.
It's wrong is what it is. Like, the acting, like, when it's these, let's say, it's best supporting actress. Yeah. They fucking have 2 minute clips of every performance and just clapping and all this nonsense.
But is it not, you would know better than I with the history of film, but is it not also, and I hate to bring it back to sports, it's a very odd thing to use for me, but same thing happening in sport that's happening maybe in movies. So in sport, for maybe the last, in any sport, the manager, the coach, he was the biggest person on the team, the biggest personality. That's no longer true. The manager is a disposable.
Right.
I almost feel like in film, maybe over the last, maybe it's been the last 40 years really, but at the beginning of film, the director was the biggest thing. Or maybe he was allowed to be the most volatile.
Okay.
Now, it's almost gone the other way. Besides Steven Spielberg, I don't think anybody could name you 4 movie directors anymore. The average person.
Well,
I'm not sure. Okay. Like, let's say somebody who's not doing a big action film. Take out J.J. Abrams, for example.
Right.
Because everybody would know him from the last 2-3 years between Star Wars, Star Trek. I'm just saying.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's where things...
Okay. But is it not wrong to just give all the attention to these big guys? Like, first of all, they don't need the attention. But I understand also the Oscars.
But you know what, though?
It's a show.
It's a show. And that's what you go see. You don't see on the beginning of the poster. You go because it's Steven Spielberg. You don't go lighting director John McAvoy. You know what I mean? That's not who you go...
I know.
Who you go see, right?
But
unfortunately.
That always upsets me. It should be, if anything, give these little guys more time.
I mean, look at this is also the argument between directors and writers. It's who essentially
mm-hmm.
has more weight, has more...
Okay.
That's what I mean?
That's very subjective. Traditionally...
That's very subjective, but then...
Yeah.
I think the actors now, because they're so involved with advertising, that they become...
Well, they're the main
attraction.
Elizabeth
Taylor, in 1955, did not have a perfume, and did not have a clothing line, and did not have a...
Right.
You know what I mean? She was not just, I just say that.
Right.
She was just an actress who mm-hmm. maybe did a photo shoot, but it wasn't now the brand for these people.
Now you become a product.
This is the thing. You become such you become more than yourself in that sense.
You're a selling feature.
Like, you know,
the movie.
We rarely go to the mall. It's not something we do.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know how, let's say we never went to them because it's not really our thing. These jewelry stores, these watch stores. I was never into watches, so I never would. But when you walk outside, you see somebody like fucking Hugh Jackman just wearing the watch.
Right.
It doesn't even say Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. Just Hugh Jackman. Or you have anybody like that. Name anybody like that. And it's like, so now you realize that this is more than...
John Stamos.
Anyway.
Sorry.
That guy does not age. Fucking lucky bastard.
That's a beautiful man.
He is.
Alright.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure. I think we cracked this.
It's like these chefs. It's like something with the celebrity chef.
Mm-hmm.
99% of the people who know the chefs, but from TV, have never tried this person's food.
Right.
But they'll pay $1,000 for his fucking pot set.
Right.
Just because that's his name on it.
Right. So see, the Oscars people, they know this. Like, nobody's coming to, they want to see Emma Stone. That's why they put him in the front row. That's why they give him all this time on stage.
Yeah.
So in a way, I don't blame them, obviously, but, I think,
but I also think you and I, being unfortunately not entirely attractive, we feel for those people. I don't know if the average person feels the same.
I
think also because we enjoy in our vague creativity,
yeah,
being behind the scenes and influencing rather than being in the spotlight. And I think that's what I think we understand maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The value of the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
That other people may, I'm giving myself too much credit here by even saying that.
Right.
But maybe other people don't know that. And so for them.
I agree with you.
But it's on TV, so it's entertainment. It's not.
Exactly. The average person's watching the Oscars to see the last 6 categories and get excited mm-hmm. about these actors and all that shit, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But people that really value films and storytelling and all that nonsense, they're mm-hmm. watching it. Let's say, I'll throw you in that category. They're watching it thinking, oh, you know, these people that do all the hard work, they deserve their credit. They deserve to be noticed, recognized for the work that they do. And they should be on an even playing field with everybody else.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No, unfortunately they're not. And that's the price of fame, unfortunately. But I think, I mean, you've done more film than I have. And we've done, well, I say that politely.
Film.
But you and I both did a play together.
Uh-oh.
And so we know what was involved. But I think in theater in general, I think people maybe sense the camaraderie. You know what I mean? Like maybe because you see more of what goes on. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like it's in film, you only see what's on screen. You're not involved right. in the same way. Maybe theater, you are.
Right.
You're involved. Like you're there.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. Well, the whole point of film is just to create the illusion that there's nobody else involved. There's nothing that went into it besides these two actors on the screen. Mm-hmm. And just by design, you kind of forget about all these other
people.
Right? But in theater, I guess they're a little bit more open about that. That's what you're saying? Like, more attention?
Well, I just think because in theater, it's harder to hide the strings mm-hmm. because it's live. So
hide the strings. You're using my saying.
Is that what it is? I'm sorry. It's hard. Maybe it's in my subconscious. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, so it's hard to hide the strings so that maybe people understand. Because you can see the light moving. You can see if a prop gets moved.
It's unavoidable, I think.
Yeah, that's the perfect.
When you're watching a stage play.
It's like watching live music. When you watch live music, you see the components,
mm-hmm.
so you can appreciate.
Right.
When you watch a music video,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't.
You're just watching the naked dancing lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, I think, you know what I mean? Like, for example,
mm-hmm.
even I can't do this. People who are really into music cannot name, this is why I like bands. See, this is why I like bands, because everybody knows everybody in the band. Nobody can name Elvis's bassist or Elvis's guitar player.
Okay.
But you can name all the Beatles, you can name all the Rolling Stones.
Right.
You can name most of Led Zeppelin.
Right.
So when there's a band, when there's more than one person involved, you right. see workings.
Right.
Right?
You just, to that point.
Not that I'm saying solo acts are not good. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying
who's not
that.
Good?
Solo acts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not the specific category of pornography. That's terrible, but.
Speak for yourself.
In music.
You know what also bothers me? When you see a music video and the credits come on the bottom left of the screen, whatever the fuck it is, and it says, let's just say, name of song, and then right below it, it's Rihanna.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it doesn't show the people that
meanwhile,
wrote the song.
Meanwhile, sorry, but meanwhile, I have to get this in, she's the last cog. She's literally the last cog. Somebody wrote it.
Right.
Somebody did the music.
Exactly.
It's pre-recorded. She comes in for 3 days.
Right.
She records it.
But because she's the star and she sells it, she's the most important person.
Exactly.
Our world is backwards, Mr. Lumpy.
Exactly, exactly. But like I think this is, I think it's a new thing and it's also a film thing because film lasts. For example, you mentioned Mozart before.
Mm-hmm.
In the time before recording, the people who wrote it, but people who are remembered, if that makes sense. If Mozart was alive today,
yeah,
I'm not sure he would be remembered as much as the band playing the music. And I know people are going to say I use the word band, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with all the opera people, Puccini, Verdi, all these people, you remember them,
because
they wrote the opera.
Right.
But in this day and age, if the opera was a film, you would remember, you wouldn't know who the fuck this person was.
Right.
You would just know whoever the leading lady is and the leading man.
In this day and age.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. The face is all that matters in because creative works, and the people behind the set don't really matter. Right.
So that's the...
I don't know. I feel like we're solving world issues here, is what
I very much agree.
Just give credit where it's due.
I very much agree.
That's the theme of that conversation.
I very much agree. But then the other part of it is that a film endeavor, even if it's a small one, is such a vast endeavor. Like the amount of people involved.
It really is. I can speak from my little experience.
It's immense. So it's almost impossible.
Right.
But the truth is that it's very hard for one thing to work without the other.
In film or just in creative works in general?
But it's even in sport, to go back. It's the person who scores the goals who's always remembered. You never remember the guy.
Right. Or even, I'll say, the forwards are really the superstars.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The guys that do all the hard work in the back.
Exactly.
Don't really matter.
Unfortunately, attractiveness counts.
Yeah.
And goals are more beautiful than, well, it depends what you ask.
It's all, everything, to me, it all comes down to what gets the crowd excited, what gets the audience excited. And let's just fucking promote that and just discount everything else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why you and I will never get the credit for anything.
Well, also because we never do anything.
Because we never do anything, and because our faces are sad.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true.
So give up.
It's true.
That's also the
thing. I once made a priest cry from behind the curtain. That's how ugly I am.
I'm sorry, what? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I always hated about church?
I once made a baby cry when it was in the womb.
Mr. Lumpy, here's a joke for you.
Yeah.
And I want a rim shot after this one. And a rim job.
A rim shot?
You know what? You know what I always hated about the church?
What?
All the standing, all the kneeling, all the sitting. The priest could never just pick a position and fuck me.
Every fucking heaven record, you have to fucking do that fucking every time.
I don't know, I heard that joke, that's not mine. Yeah, but it's fantastic.
Every time.
Sorry, whenever I hear something about religion or priesthood or church, I pounce and I tell that joke. Because it's phenomenal.
I pounce with the grace of God.
Okay. So let's move on.
Yeah.
What else? See, I think I got this podcast thing figured out.
Tell me.
You have to specify. That's what we're not doing. Like, it should be a specific...
priest.
What? Who? No, you... like.
I can't believe I said that.
Certain podcasts, right, are either, like, about sports. Like, what are they... when I say they, the four listeners, what are they tuning into when they tune into a One Love podcast?
I would like to think... this, I hope I'm not... this self-aggrandizement is not unsupported.
Yeah,
I don't think that they're listening for a sense of random friendship humor. And the fact I honestly don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know me very well,
unfortunately.
And I can do, as you do. You have many hobbies. I can do a podcast about. I can do it about film.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it about sport.
Yep.
I can do it about woodworking.
Food.
I can do it about food.
Gardening.
I can do it about gardening. I can do it about vehicles.
Sodomy.
I can do it about, literature. I can do it about history. But I enjoy talking about everything with everybody.
Right.
So this sense of randomness, I enjoy.
And I'll admit, I perhaps overthink it.
But you and I are very much yin and yang in different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if, for example, the things that you take agonizingly long time to write, like an email.
Yeah.
Yes. I send ridiculously quickly.
Right.
And the things that I take a long time to do.
Right.
Choose a main course.
Mm-hmm.
You choose very quickly.
Right, right. And that's why we get along so well. It just, right?
I wouldn't use those words, but yeah.
Where you're quick, I'm long.
Yep.
And where I'm long, you're quick.
Quick, yeah.
Does that not make sense?
It doesn't, but you know, we'll go through.
The reason I bring it up is because I'm always thinking, like, what should be the topic that we tackle? Should it be?
You see, I don't, I like to see where we go.
Mm. And there's charm in that, I suppose. That's right.
Easy with your words.
Okay. See, I'm always thinking, oh, should it be? Because there's not enough podcasts that talk about Donald Trump. There's not enough podcasts that talk about Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, see, and in a way, I'm glad we don't do that.
That was a joke. I'm saying there's so many that talk about those
right.
things. You need to find an oddly specific one.
I also like the sense of timelessness with when we talk. Because somebody can listen to this in a month, in 2 months, and really we're not overly
topical,
which I like. You know very well, this is not a joke, that I like the idea of longevity in whatever I do creativity, you know,
mm-hmm.
when it comes creativity-wise.
Right.
I like that. I like the idea
mm-hmm.
of something being able to be listened to in a year from now.
Right.
5 years, and it's not...
Okay. Well, just to reuse my favorite word of the day. There's a charm also.
I wasn't expecting you to choose that.
There's a charm in the whole topical thing. Like, I was watching, because I have a lot of spare time and I do nothing in my life. I was watching old Johnny Carson shows, and he was always, his humor was very topical. And
well, you have to be when you're doing five shows a week.
And it was very of the day, and
yeah.
there's a charm there. That's fun to look back on even.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know?
It is. But speaking of late night, this is the Craig Ferguson thing I like, is that it's random humor, but it's not overly stupid, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like Craig Ferguson, as you know, was probably my favorite late night guy. This is not to disparage the others,
mm-hmm.
but
he's a good guy.
He was my favorite because it was always loose and it was always fun and it was just.
People always say he was the anti talk show. His show was the anti talk.
Yeah, why? Because just the way the fuck he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that to me is this podcast. This podcast is not. I also like the sensation of nobody knows what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Like when I do put a vague description.
Right.
When I post it.
Right, right.
But I like the idea.
That you're just going to talk bullshit and meander.
And where we find a thread.
Yeah.
We pull.
Right.
Until the thread is gone.
Right. Okay, you've convinced me.
Yep.
Bullshit is the way to go.
Bullshit is the way to go.
Okay, because I wanted to, you know, I was going to specify and be like, this podcast should be about.
Okay, let's run this brainstorming through.
Uh-oh.
What would you like this podcast to be about?
Baby shoes. I don't know why.
You mean like the ones cast in bronze?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We could do that.
Or, you know, something very specific that no other podcast is talking about.
Ooh, like ancient grains.
Sure. But something that, you know, you need in your life.
You Campons.
Know? Yeah, see? Like that's actually
good. Q-tips.
Q-tips.
Conditioner.
Right? Conditioner. We could help people with their sex lives.
Ho ho!
Right?
That would be like an advice from a priest. We know nothing about the topic.
Certain priests do.
Here we go. And we're off here.
Did you not hear my joke before? That priest knows his way around a cock, let me tell you.
Oh my god.
Stop this. Alright. Let's just go.
It's not even funny. You just put it in. To fucking put it in.
I enjoy upsetting people.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Dude, this is awful. Alright, you know what? You start a thread and I'll go with it.
Good.
You can take my baby shoes. Go, start.
Okay.
Pretend like it's yours.
Oh god. I mean, if there's one sector of people that we know for certain don't need shoes.
Yeah.
Are the newly born.
Because they're always being held up and they're always being carried. Because
they don't fucking walk, AJ. That's why they don't need shoes.
Okay, yeah. I was just elaborating on that point.
Yeah.
True. But they're so cute, the little shoes.
Are they?
They're so
cute. Anything about that poor little small Chinese family making shoes.
Yeah. But baby.
And they're there just thinking one day I get to make real shoes. One day I can move across to that factory over there who makes shoes.
Okay, this turned depressing. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Alright, no baby shoes talk.
Actually, speaking of, how do you feel? And it's, look, I do it as well. Like, it's inevitable to avoid it. You can't. When you see something made in China.
Yes.
Especially clothing, because clothing sometimes has an unfortunate bad reputation on this front.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a second thought before you buy it?
I do. I'll tell you what, you
like, know. Like, so do I. I'm not saying it as a condemning me, I'm just.
I'll tell you what, you know me, I don't shop, I don't buy clothes all that often.
No, I do, but I'm not brand interested, if that makes sense.
Let's say, no, I'm not talking that, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just.
The last time I've been in one, I went to the store once in the last year, let's say, to buy clothes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's sad in its way. And,
That's also funny.
And I saw that the label, I just happened to look and it said Bangladesh, and that's exactly what I was expecting. And I'm like, oh fuck, I promised myself I would never buy this shit. But then convenience takes over, and you just do it, and you don't think about it, and you move on with your life, and that's it.
You see, here's the problem. Is that, even though you learn that supply and demand is what determines price, it's not necessarily true. What determines price is what they call the equilibrium price.
Mm-hmm.
So the price they can charge and you still will pay.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
So because they can charge you $30 for that t-shirt made by somebody in China for 20 cents.
Right.
Because you can pay it and you think it's okay to pay that price. You're not like, well, that's okay price to pay.
Right.
That's the price you pay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the profit they're making is ridiculous.
Right.
So.
What can you do though?
Here's the thing. If you want to buy something made in this country, the United States, Europe, you pay I was about to use the word extortionate. Why? Because my mind is subconsciously programmed to think. So for example, it's more or less the same fabric they use, whether it's made in Europe, for let's say a entry.
Yeah.
You know, just a normal t-shirt, normal dress shirt.
Something I would wear.
But the thing is, one person is being charged 20 cents an hour, being paid rather.
Yes.
This person has to be paid 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you're the company selling the shirt from the 20 cent person, a $25 an hour person, you still have to make whatever your profit margin is. So let's say you're selling that t-shirt for 20 cents for $10.
Yeah.
That's like 100 times the value, 100 times the cost value.
Right.
How much have you sold that shirt for to make the same 100 times?
If you're paying the guy $25.
Exactly.
Right. Like 100. So, yeah, over.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we also have a throwaway society, and that's also the problem.
Right.
But how many shirts can you afford at $500? How many shirts can you afford at $100?
You see, you know what it comes down to in my mind? It sounds very pretentious, but it's a problem with the society, with the culture. Just if you could get by with three shirts and adhere to a strict rotation, then you wouldn't need all this shit.
True.
And you would solve a lot of problems that way. It's unrealistic and it's not gonna happen. But that's the solution, isn't
it? True, but then
just stop buying shit.
Part of me is like, am I providing a job? And is that a good thing? Like, I'm not saying this jokingly. I'm saying this honestly.
No.
So let's say you stop buying that shirt for $20 from China, from Bangladesh. Yeah. Now that person no longer has a job.
No, that's not.
I'm not saying just me stops that person having a job.
Right.
But then what else does this person do?
No, that's not the way to look at it, I don't think. Like, if I'm a murderer and I say, oh, if I don't kill this guy, I'm taking a job away from the police officer.
No, but that's not the same thing. Okay. The police officer has other work. Presumably this person in the factory is there because he can't find anything else.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not saying that I'm keeping this guy in a job.
Right.
But, you know what I mean?
There's a cause and effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying, like, there are certain large stores I avoid.
Yeah.
Because I don't like how they treat their employees here in this country. I'm not talking about, even though the product they get and where it's made is in the same place that everybody else gets it.
Right.
But it's a small victory.
See, it is a small victory, sure. Maybe for you. But like at the end of the day, whether you buy it, whether you don't buy it, it makes no difference. Like you need a revolutionary approach to change anything.
True, but it's almost impossible to happen now because there are only so many companies who can sell you clothes.
I agree with you. So what do you do then? Just submission? Just
like here, like you know, for example, I go quite recently because you know I had a family in the business, but quite recently I have reason to go to a tailor. I never had reason to go up until very recently because I used to go to a family member.
Yes.
Now here's the thing. So I bring him a suit, let's say off the rack, and he, you know, customizes it for me, you know, to my whatever. And I pay a decent price, or what I think is a decent price. Perhaps somebody else thinks it's not. But anyway, if you were to make me a suit, it would cost $3,000. Because right. How many suits can this guy make in a year by hand?
Right.
Like I have an uncle who you know, a great uncle, who is a master carver, carpenter, makes amazing furniture, beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do for work here? He was a custodian, unfortunately. Not saying it's unfortunate. He had a job. He was happy to have the job.
Right.
But if he were to work as a woodworker, which is possible, how many people are in the world who can afford a $30,000 or more? Because a guy can only make three a year.
And that's what he would have to charge.
That's what he would have to charge.
In order to survive.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's like, but everybody buys furniture.
Right.
But nobody can afford to pay $30,000.
Right. Right.
Have somebody, you know what I mean?
Those are the logistics of it. But what can you do though?
Inflation is, in my opinion, is the problem.
What do you mean?
It's because everything costs so much. But why? Because whether it's true inflation, supply and demand, or it's just because they get to charge whatever the fuck they get to charge.
Right.
It's like gas.
Right.
Look at, when oil right now is selling at like $50 a barrel. Right. It's the lowest it's been like in 15 years.
Right.
Yet, it's the same price they're charging for when oil was $110 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because people are happy paying that price.
Right, right.
And what are they going to do? Not buy gas?
Right.
So, it's almost a fake inflation. You see what I mean?
Right. So, if you want to change the world, which is what we're trying to do with this podcast, right?
Thank you.
The solution to all these problems...
On a phone made in China while you're wearing a shirt made in China.
Exactly.
While I'm drinking a drink made by an unfortunate minimum wage person.
Yeah. The thing is to change the demand, right? Just cease the demand of these things, right? Like just if you don't use, let's just say,
how easy is that? Like
it's impossible.
Forget the clothes. I'm just saying, like for certain things,
gas,
for food,
It's
you know what makes me laugh. This makes me laugh, and I can't. My father always complains. Let's say when he buys a tomato in January, that they have no taste. I go, Dad. You're having a fucking tomato in January.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where you look outside? There's 3 feet of snow outside. You're having a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Just be glad you could have a tomato.
Right.
It's brought to you for $1.29 a pound. Are you for real?
Right, right.
Like this.
It's
this,
moments like that that just awaken you to how like this fucking lucky you are.
You're having a tomato. You should be having a fucking potato. You know what I mean? In this, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Isn't it fucking crazy when you go to a... Just imagine this. When you go Christmas time, for example, everybody goes crazy to buy stuff.
Right.
You go into a store, and I worked for a big department store, as you know, and I was, you know, it's a good job. I mean, it didn't pay much, but I was, in December, floor to ceiling of tangerines.
Right.
It's December.
Mm-hmm.
And you're upset because you're paying $5.99 instead of $4.99?
Right. Just the fact that you have
it's
that
a fucking
option.
Tangerine.
Right. Right.
It's fucking kiwi. Are you for real? Do you know how long that kiwi had to go?
Mm-hmm.
To get here?
Mm-hmm.
So,
But that's why, if you're going to put yourself in a position to need these things, you can't really complain about price.
Just, like, this is the thing, people who are vegans here, you're very lucky you can get this food. Otherwise, you couldn't be a vegan. Like, right. You think 150 years ago,
right,
you could have a piece of lettuce in January? No, you're having potatoes.
Right.
You're having potatoes and hopefully some beans you have left over from right. the summer.
It's a privilege to live the life of a vegan, in a way, right?
In a way, it is, because otherwise, the only way you could be a vegan is you'd have to live in the forest, like, yeah. 100 years ago.
Right. And that would just be extremely difficult.
It is.
200 years ago, if you weren't eating fish and meat and all that shit, I mean, could you survive with
it? Not in this climate. Maybe in Europe, where we come from, where it's warm and you can grow stuff all year, is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was just not logistical. It was just
illogical. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. You only have 6 months of warmish weather.
Right.
There's a reason why we grew so many potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one that could fucking last you.
Fucking vegans. You know?
So in a way, I always love it though when they say I'm a vegan and they wear the leather Birkenstocks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, here's my prize with the leather interior. Really? Right. Really?
But okay, no, but I will say, I know, you know, we're flipping about all these issues.
No, I'm going through many things.
But in truth, I really admire people that are vegetarians and vegans.
Oh, I have to, look.
And I intend to do that one day when I have something else good in my life.
Can I tell you the other flip of the coin for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I admire the vegans. I eat meat, as you know.
Oh, fuck yeah, I know.
And I feel that, for lack of a better word, I should be man enough to kill the animal myself at least once in my life.
Mm-hmm. Here's something.
If I'm...
Actually, no, just
because you're so far removed.
Right.
From...
This
from the process.
Right. This, I agree with you to a certain extent. This is a point that pertains to what you're saying. Mm. And it pertains to you in a lot of ways, actually. Because I was watching a Bill Maher interview. And I know you're a big fan.
He's a vegan.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so is Craig Ferguson now, actually.
Really?
I think they're both vegan. Craig Ferguson for sure.
Yeah.
I think Bill Maher for a year or so, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's actually a very thin guy. I don't know if you've seen him.
Bill Maher?
Yeah, I know you can't see stuff from his face, but right. He's very thin.
I know he's very healthy.
Or very healthy. Sorry, that's not the word.
He's anti-microwave and he's anti-space and all that shit. The reason I bring it up is because I know you're a fan of his, as am I.
Yeah.
And he said, there's a question that he got, which was a very appropriate one for him. He said, out of all the issues or all the things that you believe in, mm-hmm. right, is there one over the last 5 or 10 years that you've kind of changed your mind about, mm-hmm. or something that you've second-guessed, a belief you have that you've second-guessed?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I used to be really hard on people that hunt. I used to think that was a grotesque thing. Totally wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. And then he said, I'm changing my mind about that because their point of view, there's some reason there. It makes sense because they're saying, oh, I kill the animal.
Yeah, that
I use every little bit of it, and I respect the animal because I kill it. And it's not an animal that was raised on a farm and all these things.
I agree with that.
And I'm thinking that there's a way to do things like that. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to eat meat, there's a way to do
this,
the right
and
way.
That's my thing. Like, I feel at some point in my life that because I eat it, I should be, like I said, it's a bad phrase to use, but man enough
mm-hmm.
to kill the animal myself.
But that doesn't mean you should go out with a gun and hunt these animals.
No, indiscriminately, no. I mean, I know people who hunt, and to be honest, one of them I know he doesn't even like to hit to kill the animal. He just enjoys the whole process. This is more...
Right.
But I agree with you. They have, in general,
right.
more respect for the animal.
Because,
and this is what I'm sorry to interrupt. This was what I was thinking about this 10 seconds ago, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
For example, these, I enjoy a street hot dog, or a street sausage, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And somebody once told me, oh my god, how can you eat that? They have the lips from the animal.
Right.
Why is that worse? Why is that worse than the meat? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Why is it okay to throw away one part?
Mm-hmm.
An animal just died. A thing died.
Right.
You should be trying to eat as much of it as possible.
Right. Right. And that's where these people that hunt their own food.
Exactly. So why that it has one part and not the other part?
Right.
Is okay.
Right. Well, see, I just want to
say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. On the surface, I always thought hunting and all that shit was crazy stupid. But in a way, like you said, they respect the animal more than we do.
Because
we don't question where it came from. We just eat it, whatever the fuck. But also, I think
we're too far removed. Far removed.
That's exactly the perfect way to describe it.
And even to be honest, forget meat for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much work goes into growing vegetables? Like you know the amount of vegetables we eat as a society, even though we don't eat that much as we should.
Right.
Do you know how much work, how much physical work, even if you have a machine,
I can imagine,
goes into growing this stuff? Mm-hmm. You're buying a bag of onions. Takes 6 months to grow onions. Believe me, I grow onions. From seed to a fucking onion, mm-hmm. takes 6 months. And you're buying 5 pounds for $5. Do you know how much effort, how much in terms of sheer effort, even if you have a machine, goes into growing this stuff?
Right.
And you throw so much of it away? Mm-hmm. Are you fucking crazy?
Mm-hmm. But you see, there's all these people have these idealistic things like, oh, I should grow my own food and do all this thing the healthy way, right? But it's just not practical, right? When you think about it.
Look, everything is practical in the sense, but you have to be willing to do it. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not, you can do it if you, like so many things, AJ. You can do it.
Mr. Beautiful Tits.
No,
that's you.
You can, sorry, thank you, yeah. You can do it if you want to do it. For example, you know I grow vegetables, it's a hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. I do it because I enjoy it.
Right.
If I do it to survive, I'd have to do it as a full-time job.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And right. I'd have to have 10 times the land.
Right.
Like, that's another thing people underestimate because they've never done it, is how much physical space it takes to grow stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you need it's not, you know what I mean? It's not that they're growing potatoes in a little shack somewhere.
Right.
Talking about hectares and hectares of land just for a potato.
Mm-hmm. And people don't realize.
It's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We live a very privileged life, Mr. Lumpy.
It is. That's what makes me laugh. People go to the store and it's the price of fucking lemons went up 10 cents. Right. It's a fucking lemon.
Right.
Even in the summer, they're coming from there. It's the winter. They're right. coming from California.
Right.
What the fuck do you expect?
But see, everything we're saying has like an aura of criticism in it. Like, we're criticizing the way...
It's inevitable criticism, but you have... But there's no way...
Exactly. What is
no
the right...
There's no way around it.
What's the right
there's
way
no
to
way,
do?
There's no way around
the it. The meat thing, I think there's a middle ground there. Like, I'm not saying go out and hunt your own food and cook that and eat that, but there's a middle ground. You should be aware of where it's coming from.
Yeah, and for one, I think in general, meat also has a huge impact on the environment. Just the amount of methane that comes from
the cows.
From cows alone.
Right.
I think, frankly, everybody should cut down their meat and take by half. We eat way, way too much meat.
That's step number one.
And way too much fish. I mean, the amount of overfishing we do.
Right.
There's another thing. Your fish is so expensive. Mm-hmm. Do you know how far we live from an ocean?
Mm-hmm. The fact that you
they
can get
they
it.
Catch it, and they have to get it to you within 24 hours because it's got to be fresh.
Exactly.
So the fact that you're paying $20 a pound is for a fucking reason.
Right. Right.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's my tangent. Because I also have a deep respect. My family jokes because I always, when people get upset at truck drivers. Mm-hmm. Do you know how hard for life that is? These are the people that bring us everything. Mm-hmm. From clothes to food. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy job, but
it's not a thrilling job, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's not easy. Like, it's like being, it's like when I see a security guard and they stand there for 10 hours.
Right.
It's like, that would drive me fucking insane.
But it's necessary. Somebody has to do that
job. No, that's what I mean. Like, it's what I mean. Like, it's necessary. So, you gotta have some respect for these people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? Who doesn't respect truck drivers in your family? Tell me their names.
Everyone. Just me. Oh. Just me. That's because they never had that fortunate meeting at a service station. But anyway.
Anyways, the point is, we're changing lives here at the One Up or Two podcast.
Yeah.
Be aware of what you're buying.
It's like, for example, and I have no personal gripe against Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, don't speak ill of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Because I respect him, and I'm sure he's a great person.
He's gorgeous.
But he's one of the people who made the Prius famous.
Made who?
The Prius, the Toyota Prius, the hybrid car.
Oh.
Yet, he drives it to his private jet, which is kind of...
That's like the main criticism.
Which is kind of...
He's all about not polluting the world and doing this, right? But then he flies around in his private jet.
Which is kind of...
And what I say to that is, leave Leo alone.
Which, like I said, is back to the vegan wearing the leather jacket.
Right.
It's
one thing to speak all the... Say everything, say all the right things, and right. then not do them.
I literally had the conversation with the vegan. Come take a look at the quality of my leather jacket. This was it.
Right.
And it's like, do you know...
But see,
do you know where this leather comes from?
Here's a question to you. Is there any value in your mind if, let's say, the vegan with the leather jacket or Leo DiCaprio on his private jet, is there any value in the fact that they say, oh, I know, but I feel bad about it? Is there anything there?
Yeah, because really, really it's the same for us. Like, I'm sure I can go into your garbage or my garbage at home.
Yeah.
And it's all levels. It's all like so many things. It's,
right.
It's
right.
Perspective.
Right.
Right. I mean, if I was doing Leonardo DiCaprio or the studio who pays the guy.
Right.
For pure insurance reasons, I would not put him on a plane with 600 other people.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
It's all, like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want
to
be.
Even us right now, speaking all this good stuff, right? Promoting all the right way to live, and then, you know, you're not going to abide by that at all.
No, nothing like that. Look, it's.
You can't. We can't.
It's. If you want to be totally self-sufficient.
Yeah.
You can't live in the city. For sure. Like, there's just, it's impossible. That's not a reason for inflation. It's because you live in a place where you can't do anything for yourself.
Right. True. True.
So somebody has to bring your food, then you gotta buy it from them. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why you have to make so much. You have to heat your house because you're now using fire. You know what I mean? So if you lived on a farm,
right,
you could live on $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I could.
Right.
I'd have animals. I'd have vegetables.
Right.
I'd heat my own house.
Mm-hmm.
But then then I can't have sushi. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Like at 3 in the morning.
At 3 in the morning. So you have, this is the...
Can't get a lap dance at 3 in the morning.
No. Well, there's that sheep Betsy.
See, everybody looks down on farmers in like middle America and all those people, but really they're...
They're
self-sufficient.
To me, if you choose that life,
mm-hmm.
you're brave. That's more courage than...
They're great people. See, that's another thing we're doing. We're bringing people together.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you buy a house, you're like, oh, I'm so close to the hospital.
Yeah,
go live on a farm, fucking an hour from a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how much of a man you are.
Right, right. See, we say all these things, but in the words of Paul Newman, who was an underrated human, let's say, judge a man not by what he says or what he believes, but only by what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that little guy, all right?
Thank you.
You abide by that.
Are you talking about penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that.
I'm only judging you by what you do. That's a nice pick-me-up for your penis. I'm only judging you by what you do, little man.
And he does nothing. He just gets molested by you. All right, so this podcast had a serious tinge to it.
I mean, we always do.
Let's leave with your
radical religious views.
Let's leave on a joke or a moment of levity, if you will. Do you have any jokes?
So I was downtown. I saw this homeless person.
Yeah. And whatever happened, Mr. Lumpy?
And I had this. Should I say it or should I leave this for another time?
It's worth millions. Don't say it.
I shouldn't say it, right?
No, it's a great joke.
Let's just end it there.
Okay.
Now we can't even say it. It's such a great joke, we can't say it.
Just build up this joke and then not deliver it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, as always.
Well,
it wasn't one of our funnier ones.
Are we going to go for a bagel now?
Please, promised me. That's the only reason I'm doing this podcast, because I thought there was a bagel at
the end. Let's go see if they want to sponsor us. I mean, talk about privileged life. Let's go for a fresh baked bagel.
Yeah, exactly.
At fucking midnight.
Exactly. You know how many people suffered to get that bagel into your mouth? Lots of people.
Hey, most of all, them trying to get it close. Hey, don't come close to these teeth.
Stupid. Just silly. All right, anyway. So bagel or what?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so it was a pleasure, Mr. Lump Tits Butter. Cool.
And it was a pleasure, Mr. Penis Beautiful Face.
Yeah,
I'll take
it.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Yeah, thanks for another great encounter.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget to like and share either on Facebook or on iTunes. And please send in your questions. We didn't get any questions this week, believe it or not.
Oh, no?
I believe it very much. Send in your questions. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. Please also give us a rating and a like on iTunes. It really helps with our availability.
Shout out to our Somalian friends also.
Oh, yes. And also,
yes,
our Guyanese friends. Oh, yeah. I have to give an update.
Yeah.
We now have downloads and plays in Canada, of course, where we're from. Mm-hmm. We have some in the United States of America. And we have some in Ghana, some in Somali, and also in the residence of our lovely Queen, Her Majesty Elizabeth II.
See, who says you haven't accomplished anything?
See, I'm saying that because I really want a knighthood before I die.
You might get it.
I hope so.
You might get it.
See, I think Sir Mr. Lumpy Tits has a nice ring to it.
Sir Lumpy.
Rise, Sir Lumpy Tits.
Ooh.
Oh, Sir Penis Breasts. that would be better.
Sir Beautiful Dick.
Yeah.
Just Sir in front
rise.
Of
Rise.
Rise.
One, two, three, and rise.
Back to my point, sorry.
Anyway, Thank you guys for listening to the... Oh, sorry, do you want to add something?
I was just saying, you've accomplished something if you're being listened to in Somalia, I think.
It's true. It's true.
Don't get down on yourself, Mr. Lumpy.
It's true.
You're successful. I don't care what anybody says. I know. I don't care what your mom says.
Can you piece of my mother? My mother, I give her a good piece, like today, I give her a good piece of news of my life.
Uh-huh.
She goes, now try to find a girlfriend. So, you know, really, really,
a good piece of news, but you're still fat.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I know.
Literally what comes.
I know your mom very well.
We'll end it there. Is she a
bit? Been a pleasure.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.